Let's remind ourselves of what the Green Party Minister, Minister for Natural Resources, Energy and Communications, Eamon Ryan, and the IRFU boss, Philip Brown, had to say on this programme last night.
Our success in Anglian Cup started in the early part of the last decade. Munster got to the final in 2006. There was a television audience on free-to-air of about 500,000 people. A year or two later, Munster in the final again. The audience, because it was only a pay-per-view audience, was down to 100,000. Now, ultimately, I think sport benefits from it. You have young people able to see their idols actually kind of dream the dream that I'm going to be the next Ronan O'Gara, I'm going to be the next Paul O'Connell or Brian O'Driscoll. If you cut that off, which I fear you do when you're only available on exclusively on a pay-per-view basis, that's a big risk, and that's something we have to take into account.
Okay, let me put that to you, Philip Brown. The Minister is thinking of the greater social implications about the young people of this country will not be able to see their heroes play if it's on pay-per-view.
Our preference always is in relation to Six Nations in particular, is to have it on free-to-air. The issue is that if we can't operate in an open marketplace, we won't get fair value for it, and that's the fundamental issue. But the ultimate issue for us is that the Minister has a hunch. Now, he would say it's an informed hunch. We would say that it's a hunch, and he's prepared to bet the future of our game on his hunch. And the reality is, once we start to unravel and unpick the good work that has been done over the last 15 years, once we start to lose our key players to France and England, which is what will happen, we won't be able to repair the damage.
Okay, we have more guests now to discuss this. That was Philip Brown of the IRFU and Minister Eamon Ryan last night. Rossa McDermott is founder of Optimum Sports Marketing. From an objective point of view, could the revenue that is lost to the IRFU if their television revenue fell because of this arrangement be replaced by other commercial revenue?
Not in the first instance. I think, you know, there's a certain naivety about how quickly this can be replaced from the IRFU's point of view. The way the Minister is seeing it is there's a business model being set up. That's what funds rugby in Ireland at this time. Most of it is free to air, except for two competitions, the Heineken Cup and the Magners League. They were created really by funding, which came from pay-per-view. If you take that away, it's going to take a long time to build it up. From a populist point of view, it's a good story, but the financial model could take 5 or 10 years. So it is doable, but over a longer period of time.
Okay. Senator Dan Boyle of the Green Party has been defending his party colleague Eamon Ryan on Twitter today. Hello to you, Dan.
Hello, Matt.
Dan, you've heard all the arguments coming forward, and particularly from the IRFU, who feel that the hunch that Eamon Ryan has could financially wreck the game in Ireland. Why take that risk?
Well, I think it's something more than a hunch. I think it's based on the experience of other countries as well. If you look at this coming weekend, a situation where we would have liked to have seen either Munster or Leinster in a Heineken Cup final, the two French teams that are taking part will be taking part in a free-for-view showing of that final, despite Sky owning the European rights. And that's a provision that the French government put in because they believe that at least the final of this event is something that should have the widest possible audience.
Well, okay, that's the final, and people might argue that for Ireland, but what's the population of France?
It's 45, 50 million, I believe.
And how many competing television channels do they have bidding for the rights?
Well, I wouldn't be up on that, but rugby would still be a minority sport in France as well, you have to remember.
But isn't France also, aren't many of the clubs owned by wealthy individuals? You might have your French equivalents of your Roman Abramoviches or whatever who are willing to put in the money, so they're not as dependent on television revenue as the Irish structure is.
Well, I think the argument that's being made by the IRFU is about paying wages at a sufficient high level that keeps Irish players playing in Ireland. And to some extent, they've been succeeding in doing that. But even under the current circumstances, there are higher wages being paid in France and in England. And if you look at the English experience over the last number of years, where they've also benefited from the Sky package, it hasn't perceptibly improved their game. They've been in a slump over the last number of years that we've been in a successful period.
But surely isn't that something for the IRFU to decide as to whether their players are going to be better off here or abroad compared to what's happening in England, rather than you making that decision for them?
No, the argument is about whether the sufficient resources would exist under a free-for-view system or a pay-for-view system. And it would seem that the Minister's argument is based on the fact that the resources are likely to be the same. In fact, it might even be increased because there'll be a greater viewing.
But how could it be increased? Have you not just heard Rossa McDermott there saying that in the immediate term it wouldn't be? You might be talking 5 to 10 years' time.
Yes, of course,
by which time the Irish teams could be in rag order in the Heineken Cup and nobody would want to watch them.
Well, the opposite could happen.